for the show. This is your host, David Yannins, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you for tuning in today on a Thursday. God bless you, my friends. I appreciate each one of y'all tuning in when you can. I know it's busy. I know it's the beginning of the month, and we're very busy getting things done. I know a lot of you are like myself, parents that have to get things for the kids and go shopping and all that. I try and let my wife take care of all that whenever I can. But, you know, I still do my due diligence and help where I can with the children, getting school supplies. And I do a lot of the cooking. That's what I do. I enjoy cooking. I try and give my kids a good meal. I don't know if it's all healthy, but it's good. And I think I can be a good chef one day. My kids call me the chef. I am the Iron Chef, David Yannis. You're listening to Midwatch with the Reb. This is your host, David Yannis. You didn't turn to the Food Network. Amen. Well, anyway, my friends, it's a good thing. We're real busy. I've been looking at different things we've been doing and different ideas that we have for our ministry and also for our church. I'm an associate pastor at Metro Church in Atascocita, so there's a lot of things I do over there as well. And I'm trying to implement a few things to kind of cross over and mix the two a little, just to get the two birds with one stone effect, if you know what I mean. Today's mission day. Today we're going to talk about empowerment, about God empowering you to do. That rhymes. Empowering you to do. And we're going to be talking about different things, but let me open up my Chatango account. And I think I'm pronouncing it wrong. If I'm not pronouncing it right, let me know. And I will definitely get that fixed on my vocabulary. Amen. Hope your day's been blessed. I hope everything's been going well for you. Hope you're getting everything you need out of the week. Time goes quick, my friends. Time goes quick. There's a lot of times that when we look at our lives, that we're kind of wondering, where'd the time go? You know, where did all the time go? What happened? How did we get like this? How did we get so involved that we don't have anything to do that we're supposed to get done? I've been studying these courses to get this. I really want to get licensed, well, not really licensed. I'm certified in a certain area of therapy, and I've been working on these courses and stuff. And time goes quick because I think I bought the courses in about almost going to be a year come November, and I haven't even. It's a self-study thing, and it's good, but it just goes by if you let yourself not pay attention. You tend to let things go by quick. It's true. I kind of just put those books to the side, and we all do it. And I just did not pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing. I just never really focused on it. Figured, oh, I got enough time. Oh, I got enough time. Well, it's kind of coming up to the time where I had to go. You know, it's good to have goals. It's good to have goals. As far as it's probably the best idea is to have goals to do different things for ministry and everything, and I have a little bit of goals. I don't really have time stamps on them, but this one I did. I really wanted to get my relationship site up. I have my relationship book, but I don't have my relationship site up all the way where it needs to be. And before I did that, I want to make sure I had this other certification, because I counsel a lot of people with the Word of God, and I counsel them only with the Word of God. I don't use anything else besides God's Word. There's books that I do read to help give some insight on personalities and stuff like that, but everything is spirit. Everything that I talk to and counsel relationships with, and that I teach on relationships on the air, is through my heart and through my spirit that I get through the Holy Ghost. And it is through studying the Word of God and understanding the relationships in the men of God in the Bible, and not only that, but looking around and just the discernment of the Spirit and just discerning different things happening in rooms. I can literally go, I just give you a hint. I went to a church to visit one time and seen a couple sitting down don't really know the couple well, and I could just tell just sitting down in that room that they were going to go through a hard time, and that something had to change in their life, or they're going to end up divorced. And I mentioned it to a friend that knew them, and he told me the same thing. How do you know all this? How do you know exactly what their problems were? God gives you discernment in certain things, and I can see it. I can see it when I walk in a room sometimes. But the thing is, not trying to scare you off or anything, is I believe God has healing for relationships. The only thing that, I know this isn't Relationship Friday or Monday, but just for you to know that, don't put things aside. I put this thing aside to get this website up for keeping, it's called keepingmymarriage.com. And you know what? I just paid for the renewal. Okay, my chat tangles up. Okay, chat tangles up, so if you want to chat with me, you can go to Chat Tango. But yeah, I just paid the renewal for the domain name. And I was like, oh man, it took me a year. And I hadn't even got the thing off the ground yet. And why? Because the whole relationship site was based on my study and getting certified through this therapist course that I was really, really wanting to get, and is really, really well known and accepted. And I wanted that because I wanted to get not only the ideas and the stuff that I worked out, figuring out and praying and making this book and stuff, but I want to get the deeper. I mean, deeper than what I've ever been trying to help people. And God has showed me through words of encouragement and knowledge that the gift of counseling is on me and stuff, and people can see that I have that sometimes when I talk to them and try and get their lives fixed and stuff. So I do seminars and relationship conferences whenever it comes up, and I plan to really focus on that down the road within this next year or so to start doing more of that. But you got to have a plan, and that plan has to have a time course. And of course, that's just using this example to start off the broadcast, is that the empowerment that God gives you. We're going to talk about empowerment. We're going to talk about what kind of empowerment you have in your life, what kind of empowerment you have in what you're doing right now. So, without mentioning anything else, let me give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Now, you might ask me, why do you constantly put your address out there? Why do you always give us your information? I try and give you the 411, the info, mainly because we just recently changed our ministry P.O. Box. We used to be at P.O. Box 2981 down in Houston for a long, long time. I'm talking that was the start of the ministry. A little bit more than 2 years after the ministry started, we moved downtown to Houston. And because of that, we've had a lot of mail that we've missed. So if anyone sent anything to that old address, it's not coming this way. So we're trying to put on all our websites updates about our address, because people do follow what we're doing. Amen. It's a good thing to have people following you and helping and supporting, and also letters of encouragement. So if you want to write me a snail mail, you can mail me, save the post office, they're going under, send me a stamp envelope, and I'll mail you back something with a stamp envelope, and hopefully we can save the... If we all mail something today, we could probably get the post office carriers paid, because they look like they're going under, if you looked at the report on Yahoo. But either way, and again, I told you, Dana Smith from Warren Radio broadcast that about 7 or 8 nights ago, and we've rebroadcast that same article that he's done and talking about the post office. So Rev Media Network is bringing you talent, gifted men of God, gifted women of God. We need some women of God on the network. We hardly have any women of God on the network. So if you're listening and you're a woman of God that has a voice, don't think you have to be a man to be on this radio station. Know that God is using women, strong women of God. So we're bringing people that can bring information to you, but also revelation to you of what's going to happen next. And that's what Dana did. And I think just a few days ago, the story was on Yahoo and on the regular news. So he does a lot of investigative reporting and does a lot of research and double checks his facts and everything. And he's amazing. He's an amazing friend of mine. And we've become great friends over this station. And God brought him to me, so he found me, and he's a good man of God. Empowerment, what is it? I would have to say empowerment has at least four elements in it. Empowerment. When Jesus gave us in Mark chapter 16, just the task, the huge task of a small group of people that knew about Jesus and about a rumor of a man of God that heals, and a hope of someone that's coming to a desolate place from a desolate place to help people. It was kind of weird. It was. Think about it. It was kind of weird. Because you think about all the things back then. If someone came nowadays from, say, a place, I won't mention no countries, but a place that none of us really wanted to know about, or that we knew that nothing but junk or bad come out of that area, and they started to heal people, and people started to talk about this person and be excited about them and about what they were doing, but it was against what we believed how it should happen, it'll be hard to get converts. Yet despite all the fascism, despite all the religious sect, his disciples were able to move. He empowered them. He empowered the body as a whole at that moment. And you think about it. How can you tell the difference? How can you reach somebody about God? What do you do? I think the biggest thing for all of us is to search the scriptures for our own selves. For your own selves. Don't take what I'm saying as the truth. But look through the Word of God to find out what it says about you and about your walk. Empowerment. The empowerment diagram, if you want to call it, a chart, you can imagine with me. Empowerment is given to the church as a whole, as a big commodity, and then it's given to you. And then to the convert, to the person you're witnessing to. God has empowered you with knowledge, faith, prayer, and opportunity. Nowhere in the world, except probably a few other countries, very few, is going to give you more accessibility and opportunity to get the gospel. No other place in the world is saturated, and I'm talking again, saturated with God's word, God's love, God's freedom. Nowhere in the world are you given so much religious rights to pray. Maybe not in government buildings and places like that, but no one's going to stop you from praying, walking down the street. You have your prayer, you have faith, and you have knowledge. Knowledge being that you know how to read the Word of God. Knowledge meaning that you can discern between good and evil. I don't care if you raised in the church or not raised in the church. You know the difference between good and bad. Scripture says that God has written the new law in your heart and in your mind. That new law doesn't have to be put in front of you, but in your heart, in your essence, in your whole being, you know what's right and what's wrong. You know whether to go forward or to stop. Empowerment. It's a powerful word. God's empowered you to do His work. To do His work. Today's missions. And our missions, I don't want you to just think about the jungles. We talked about this last time. Our missions day, we want you to think about all the things that we can be used for. We're talking about empowerment. We're only going to spend a few minutes on empowerment. We're going to jump to another portion of the show. I'm just trying to get some information out to you that you can know how blessed you are. If you can pick up this signal, wherever you are in the world right now, if you can listen to my voice, you have authority over the devil. You have Jesus in your life. I don't care if you're sitting in an office in Los Angeles, New York, Kansas City. You can be sitting at your home listening through your computer, or you can be in Russia and Germany and China and Canada and all these countries that continue to pull in our signal and hear this broadcast, and the many men of God and women of men that we get kind of in problems there, women of God that all are on this station. It's amazing. That's amazing. So today is going to be our missions day, so I'm going to have to find some music here for missions. Give me a sec. That's our missions music. I guess we're gonna have to write the name of this one down. So every time we talk about missions, that's what you're gonna hear. Amen. Well, I haven't had any comments on my bell, so I guess it's okay. Y'all like the bell? So if you like the bell, that's awesome. Because I like the bell. And not that that's the only reason that matters. I mean, if we had a protest, I guess I can take the bell off. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Empowerment. Let's look at 1 John. And this is going to lead to some of the stuff I wanted to talk about today. 1 John 4:16. This is the difference that God has made in people's lives through you. Now, my friends, we're doing a lot of stuff here at the station, and I got to tell you the truth. And I'm going to be honest. If you put your mind to anything, you can do it. I used to send my shows out to places all over the country, from New York to Los Angeles, several dozen stations. And in my heart, I knew I could do better, or do more. I wouldn't say better. I guess I said I can do more. More. If I just let God do it. So I took a break from sending it. Took a break from even recording for about a year. I came back to start recording for an internet station. And then God just put on my heart that it's time. It's time to launch our own station. My friends, I'm not going to say it was easy, because it wasn't. It was many sleepless days and nights and trying to get this together and to learn everything I had to learn to get this online so you can hear right now. I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. Absolutely not. All I'm saying is that... Oops, someone forgot to turn off their phone. Let me turn this off. I apologize. That was an email. I'll handle that later. But you know what? These phones are great. But, they do get in the way. At times, they will get in the way. Amen. Yeah, I wouldn't say that I had everything figured out when I put this station together. All I knew was that I wanted to... I basically wanted to go ahead and broadcast and be on the air somehow, some way, and that I was just serving God no matter what, the way I could, through the air waves when I was in it. I mean, I didn't have a plan when I was doing it before. When I was on the regular networks and getting airtime and purchasing airtime, none of it was free. I didn't have a plan. I just wanted to get my program on as many stations, but I was only able to broadcast one day a week. In one state, I do believe we were broadcasting every day, and at a good price. But you know that ended as well. And I'm going to tell you this, my friends. Financially, it can be a huge burden when you put yourself through something like that when you don't have a plan. Well, I think that 4 years or 5 years of broadcasting through like that is the shows, if you've heard our station before, those are all those shows right there. All those shows you hear that has the old address were all done during that time frame. So when we came back and we start broadcasting again, and this time to do our own station, it was a huge task. But only God, amen, only God can take an idea for a show, and that's how this all started, was to promote my book, My Military Life and the Power of God. So I stuck with the name Midwatch with the Rev, and I went on the air. Only God can take an idea like that and today have a station, a network. And we're just not going to be a radio program broadcasting just signals like this. I want the station to have so much more. I want the station to have so much more stuff. I want it to have live feeds of video and audio. I want it to have special programming where we basically, like our own CNN, where we have all this stuff on there that you can just play, our own movies. I mean, that's what Rev Video Network's going to be. We start right down with the radio because I know the radio well because I was on the station and I went to school for this. I told you that on a show before, that we did go to school for it for quite some time. Quite some time ago. It didn't take long to do the school. But I'm trying to say, and it's really in a nutshell, the empowerment is your knowledge. Not only your knowledge in the Word of God, but your knowledge, your abilities. I started doing websites and stuff, and now I'm getting able to put them together rather quickly, a little bit more nicer. I'm liking it. It's looking better. My most recent one was my military recruit book, and that's basically my Military Life and Power of God book, the same book I've had for 4 years now. But the thing is, I didn't have a plan when I launched it. I just got a book, put it on the website, and said, look, buy my book. There was no plan. Empowerment is knowledge, my friends. So now we have a plan. My goal is to get that book. The plan for that book is to get that book into hands of people going into the military, recruits that are going in, recruits that are leaving home and don't have anyone but God. I want to tell them through that book of how I survived and how I went in. Not that I had a hard time, but just that I had to learn how to be away from my family, away from the loved ones that I had in my life, and trust God that it was just me and Him. I haven't left them yet. I've been out of the military and I will never leave them. My heart still stays focused. I think I ran into a friend of mine and said, I can't believe it. And we shared the same last name, Yanez. And he just looked at me and said, I can't believe it. And he used to call me Primo, which means cousin. And he was like, I can't believe it. You're still serving God. Because I thought that was an act. Why would it be an act? That's who I am. Because, well, you know what? Now that I've seen you, I know. And we shared some stories about old times. But he was just, I think that was out of the whole time, the whole conversation I had with him. I think that was the most impacting thing that I thought it was. I didn't know you were still serving God. And that's the truth. A lot of people take God and they'll go through whatever course they're going through in life, whatever thing they're facing, whether it's sickness, finances, or just disaster, But then once everything's back to normal, or they're freed, or they're out of prison, they turn back to their ways, and they're not serving God anymore. And that's not cool, my friends. That is not what God wants us to do. That is not how things are supposed to be. Amen? Empowerment, guys. It's your knowledge. What do you have? What talents do you got that you can help? I don't have no talents. You see, I have a huge vision for this ministry. A huge vision. Always been there. Always had it. And right now, we're at a church where I'm associate pastor. And we're going to do a huge work with the kids. That's the next step. I was talking to my wife last night. And I said, you know what? As much as I want to build the television part of the radio station or the network, I mean, I can do that. I still have ways I can get that done. But I really want to get the kids involved. I really want to get them in church. And I have 4 kids. That's probably why. And they're all between the ages of young, 7 or 6 years old or 5 years old, all the way to like 11, 12. So I don't know their ages. Don't laugh at me. I just know that one's littler than that one. That one's older than that one. Now, I know most of their ages. I'm just playing. But the thing is, they're really excited. We're going to do this awesome thing, the wipeout. You see on television, we're going to build a course at our church, a wipeout course. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome because we're going to have where you can go through the course and stuff. And then we're going to have a game room upstairs and a real nice game room. So my goal right now is to get the wipeout built and get the game room built. And then we can just use one of the rooms for the children's church. And then eventually we're going to build the children's church how I want it for the kids. And I really think the way to reach these parents are through their children. Pastor Mike Salazar was on our show yesterday, and he's an amazing man. I mean, he has a heart of just loving people. And every summer they do a backpack run for the kids, a backpack thing, school supply thing for the kids, and they get a huge turnout, and they reap the benefits in that neighborhood. People come to their church, but they're helping the kids. They're doing stuff for the children. They also do. I know I went and recorded one of their several years ago. I went and recorded one of their Christmas specials, and they have a Christmas thing that they do as well, which is evangelism, and where they give huge gifts out and donations from other businesses and ministries, and they give bikes and toys, so every kid gets a gift. You know, that should be like their theme, and change the name to Every Kid Gets a Gift, because every kid does get a gift. Amazingly, God provides for all these kids in the neighborhood. And this is a neighborhood where it's lower income, but then there's higher income. I shared with that yesterday about the show. And he has a heart, and he knows to reach the parents, going to be reach the kids. But not only just trying to get people into your church, because that's not his only goal. But his goal mainly was to reach people. Was to reach people for God. To reach the kids, to give them a strong support system. Because I tell you what, my friends, like I said, empowerment's about your knowledge, about your faith in God, but it's also your prayer and your opportunity. But one last thing is love. Love. God empowers love into everyone. And I'm going to read you a scripture. We're going to go to it right now. Then we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. But let me go and read you the scripture. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believe that the love that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. One more time. 1 John 4:16. And we know, and we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. I want you to take that real quick. We're going to be right back. We're going to play just a quick commercial about my book. We're back. God bless.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutofGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutofGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutofGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. God bless you for taking the time just to tune into our show today. I'm in a real relaxed mood today, just kicking back, making noise here, extra noise on the station. Sorry, moving things around. I was actually looking for my bottled water. I thought I brought it into the studio, but I guess it's going to be hot and waiting for me in the car. But God bless you. If I start blowing flakes here, I'll put another commercial in and just go get a drink of water and come right back. But we know him by his love. For his love dwelleth in us, and God in him. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in him dwelleth in God, and God in him. I tell you, my friends, that's the difference. That's the difference. Right there. Love, my friends. Love is the difference. I'm going to read you a quick article that I found in the paper that goes exactly with what we're talking about. And it actually, I say paper, but it's actually the internet. I found this on there. And I've been trying to read this for a couple of weeks now. It's an old article that I found on, I believe, the Christian Post. Let me verify that for y'all. But I want you to know that God does love you, does care about what's going on. But the way that people can be reached is through the love. Is through the love. Out of everything that's out there that presents itself as truth, true truth is love. True truth is love. Can you get that in your spirit? Can you get that? Because if I had a pastor that used to, years ago, he used to say all the time, if you can get it in your spirit, you can hold it in your hands. And I still believe that's so true right now. If you can get this in your spirit, you're going to hold this in your hands. So, my friends, I want to tell you that you have to love. I mean it. You do. You have to love. Let's read this. In Portland, Oregon, volunteers turned out by the hundreds on a recent weekend to give one of the city's oldest high schools a thorough facelift. Now, this is brought to you by, I'm sorry, it's CBN News. I said the Christian Post earlier, but it's CBN News. And it's called The Season of Service Brings Hope to Portland Youth. Now, that's the title. If you want to search CBN News, you can find that. Now, church members cleaned, painted, and weeded and trimmed to give the Roosevelt High School a one-day makeover. Hey, that's cool. We see the makeovers on television all the time. And then I'm just reading the article. It says, some call it evangelism 2.0, a new model for sharing the gospel, and it is winning friends in Portland. Now, that's important right there, that you go into a community and you help. And you go in there and you just try and touch
people's lives. Now remember I was telling you about love and about that's the difference. That love is one of the empowerments that God gave us. Knowledge, faith, prayer, opportunity, and love. Love. Now I'm going to read you something that I really thought that was neat. For kids to see all these people, they think, wow, education is important to a whole lot of people. And that's good. And to show that the building is really nice after they're done. But this was 300 churches that got together and they call it the season of service. This is the second time they've done that. And these churches put together money and gave it to the mayor to help with those schools. And this is the part where I want to talk about right here. And ultimately, it is a demonstration of love. All those things, the paint, the landscaping, the special project, it's a symbol for the fact that somebody cares about this school and about the kids that go there. That was from a quote from Rich Recker, Roosevelt High School Development Director. Now get this. In a community where a number of the kids don't have a strong support system, knowing that somebody cares about them and cares about their school is a really critical thing. What was the article that I talked to you about, I believe, on Tuesday? I don't have the article anymore. I think I deleted it. But that article read that the LA community, county, or whatever, put together a test that could actually identify children that were most likely to join a gang. And one of the most contributing factors in there was disorders or behaviors that were not condemned, disorderly behaviors that weren't condemned. The other thing was bad support system at home. Not a strong role model or a strong support system at home for them. Another thing was the trauma in their life. Well, we can't control the trauma in their life. Maybe. If you aren't involved in something and your family gets killed in front of you or something, then that's trauma. They probably could avoid it. But really, trauma is going to come regardless. But you just ask for the grace of God every day. Now, it's amazing that in Portland, the kids that needed this the most were the kids that need to see a good support system. It's called love. The demonstration of love. Like I mentioned, Pastor Salazar and his church, Freedom International Church, another thing that they do through the summer is they go to houses. They call it the Summer of Love, and they go out there and they remodel, clean, whatever they can do, clean, mow the grass, wash the cars, whatever. I don't know all the details, but I know that they take their church and they go do that. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. A lot of times when we look at things, we don't realize that it's just the simple gestures that we do that makes the biggest difference. It's just the simple things that we do. We don't have to be the most popular ministry. And it's okay, because you know that if you're out there blessing, God's going to be a blessing back. He's going to send people to your church. You're going to reach, but you don't have to be a mega church. I've always said that. You don't have to be a mega church to get effective numbers. If you're changing one person's life, that's awesome. If you're moving people from darkness to light, it's not a number thing, my friend. I get wrapped up sometimes in numbers. I know churches get wrapped up in numbers. Reporting numbers, but numbers just draw people's attentions to what you're trying to bring out forward and what you're trying to bring to the ministry and stuff like that. That's all that numbers do. I mean, that's all it is, really. If, for example, how many of you really know that a blockbuster movie doesn't really cost $300 million? Now, if that's news to you, okay, it's news. It's called exaggerating. And Hollywood does it all the time. They'll say they'll spend half a billion or 300 million or 400 million. Potentially they could have spent that. They probably spent about 60, 70 million, if that. So when you see the budgets on these things, it's exaggeration to get you to get into whatever topic, whatever show to make you go see the show. Well, we don't exaggerate the numbers here or any other Christian organization. Don't get me wrong. They're not doing that. But I'm just saying we put the numbers out to draw your attention. But the truth is you need to just do what you can do. We didn't know that we could put this station together. In the time that we put it together, we had a goal and a mandate. And we just put, this is going to get done this day, and we're going to get it done. We finished about 2 weeks shy of our deadline, but we still did pretty good. We still did pretty good. We were able to get a lot of things done that normally would have had to get professionals to come in. We figured it out ourselves. And God blessed us, and now all we have to do is continue to add to the station and to station website and get the host in and get the people in that has good content. And I believe that they're out there. I believe that they're just around the corner waiting to hear and waiting to talk to us about this. Amen? Amen. Another thing that I just want to mention was that our ministry itself is about to take one more big step. And we're going to be sponsoring Discipleship Training Center. It's going to be our training center in India. And sponsors basically for anywhere from $15 to $20 a day, $20 a month, you can sponsor a student in India. Right now we have 15 students, and I'm joining partners with one of my brothers in the ministry that already has his work in progress, and we're going to be co-sponsors of this with his ministry, and we're going to help bless his ministry. And if you think about it, $30, that people are going to be there all month learning God and taking the gospel through the mud, through the woods, the jungle, through the mountains, to Muslims, violent people, willing to die. When I served this ministry many moons ago, years ago, there was a pastor that was cut up. He pastored 5 or 6 churches, and he would preach at each of those churches and walk to each of those churches every Sunday. And he had received death threats that he needed to stop doing this and stop going out and preaching. And the pastor was cut up to 6 pieces. Each piece of his body was sent to one of those churches. True story. And on the very place that his blood was spilt, we were able to build a church and training center. And this was back about 10 years ago. So, my heart is strong for this, for just saving souls. And this becomes being disciplined and trying to get yourself ready to be used by God. That's the other thing that you have to remember. Try and discipline your own self to get ready to be used by God. I know that several times I've had opportunity to do other things with other ministries, and I have. And I think this station is going to bridge a lot of gaps between ministers and ministries, and a lot of things that are happening. I think that many people that don't know Jesus is going to be touched by this ministry and touched. Because we're getting this signal into the deepest parts of the countries and other worlds. So, with that, I'm going to read you another article. And this is something that I want to talk about just real brief. This is real brief, I promise. And it's just basically, I don't know if you really realize how many people haven't heard the gospel, or how many nations aren't Christian. And how many people don't hear the gospel like you have, and how you have it so available to you at church, on the radio, and through the TV. Amen. Well, a major Middle Eastern Christian satellite channel merger, and that's awesome to hear that there's going to be a major merger, because that's important. A Turkish Christian television ministry along with, let's see, I'll read it from the top. Here it goes. Two major Christian channels that broadcast into Muslim-dominated regions recently decided to merge. The executives of both ministries announced. Turk 7 and Satellite 7 founder they're going to save production, and they're going to be able to get the same viewership or more by combining each other's efforts. So Turk 7 and Satellite 7 isn't be able to take the gospel. Sat 7 has a viewership between 9 to 10 million people each week from the Middle East and North Africa. Its annual budget is blah blah blah. The Christian Satellite Network is one of the founding of Turk 7 since February. So it basically is going to take the Word of God into an area where it's less than 10% Christianity. And I'm trying to find that on the article. And yes, it's where, while only a tiny fraction of the population is Christian in Turkey, over 70 million people live in Turkey. And there's only a fraction of the people that are actually Christians. So when you combine the two stations, they're going to be able to save costs and maximize viewership. So that's awesome. As a broadcaster, I think that's awesome. I don't know if this is boring you, but I'm just telling you, working together, my friends, things are going to have to change. Amen. And that's the point of that story, was working together. And that means things have to change. Amen. Things have to change. We have to work together. We have to work together, my friends. Which brings us to our scripture of the day. Our scripture of the day, brought to you by Revelation Ministries, who brings you this broadcast. Here goes our scripture of the day music. That was our scripture of the day music, and here is the scripture of the day. We can turn our Bibles back to Luke 22:32. Luke 22:32. No, we're not playing bingo. That's just how I pronounce it. Luke 22:32. Now, if you ever miss our broadcast, or you come at the tail end of the broadcast, or you hear something and you're thumbing through our channel, and you actually hear something that you really want to hear a lot about, but you just missed it, or you don't have time to hear it, this is going to be on our archives. Usually put on the archives sometime after the show, maybe 3 to 4 hours after the show has been broadcast. We put that in the archives. Now, you go to a host page, look for my picture, or look for the name of the show, and click on that, and then go in the bottom. It shows all the archives. Now, the other thing is, it rebroadcasts at 11 o'clock in the evening and 11 o'clock in the morning. So this show will broadcast tonight and tomorrow morning at 11. Then I'll see you here tomorrow at 2 as well. So if you ever, ever, ever miss the show, that's the best way to get another opportunity to listen to it. Luke 22:32 reads, "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." But I have prayed for thee. This is Jesus' words. "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. My friends, God wants us to strengthen one another. Amen? God wants us to be able to look at our brother, even when we... And this was Jesus talking to Simon. Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. This was him talking to Simon. Peter. That he knew things were going to happen and that he was going to deny Christ. But he said, I prayed for you already. That when you are converted, in other words, when you come back and you're strengthened again, that you will strengthen thy brethren. It's all about the love, my friends. It's all about touching other people's lives. It's all about ministering the word of God to people that need it. That was our scripture of the day. Amen. And we're back. I'm going to play you a quick infomercial about our ministry, Revelation Ministry, who brings you this great show. It's actually Rev Media Network who brings you this.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Oh my. We're almost done with the show already. It's about 5 minutes left in our program. And you know what? I thought I wasn't going to have enough information and material for you. But we've gone through just a quarter or maybe half of what we had. And it's pretty cool. It's good that I can prepare this stuff and be able to talk to you and talk to you about God's stuff and about the Lord and about being a blessing. Well, on the articles that I read to you, even from the satellite thing that I talked to you about, and it about seizing and serving, it is one thing that you have to remember, and that it's about building and edifying and about blessing and about being an example, which leads us to our last article for the day, unless I have more time, but I think this will take up just a few more minutes. And what that last article is about, it's about a megachurch pastor. And I'll find it. Give me a second. And he was asked some questions about radar movies and alcohol and interesting things. And the thing that he pretty much gave, he gave a simple answer, but then he calls it the gray issue. And it's just how you want to interpret it, I suppose. But one thing that he said in this article, and this one was in the Christian Post, and that last one was in the CBN News. And this is a megachurch pastor guides Christians on alcohol, R-rated movies, and this is can be found on the Christian Post. Now, he was asked these questions, and this was his response. And he basically said, let's see, I just had it. Excuse me for a minute while I look for it again. Okay. Rather than make a Christian boycott list, he encouraged believers to ask themselves three questions when dealing with a gray issue. Is it best? Question number one, is it best? So whenever you're about to do something, is it the best thing you should be doing? Does it build? Does it build others? Does it make others want to grow, or is it going to hinder them? Or does it bind? Does it bind? Now, he doesn't go into details on his answers there, but he does at least answer it. And this, let me tell you the pastor's name, see if I can write him. Let's see. Where's his name? He's a North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina pastor. Where's his name? They don't have his name. Oh, well. Oh, Pastor Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church. Now, he does a lot of articles on here because I've read his name before. Stephen Furtick, South of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Elevation Church. Now, what does he say? He said, does it bind, does it build, and is it best? These are three questions we can ask ourselves every single time. We can ask ourselves every single time. Does it build? Does it bind? Is it best? When you're sitting in that movie, when you're about to go do something with your friends, or you're about to have an outing, first of all, people got to know you're a Christian. If you enter a relationship, friendship, a job, military, anything that you go into. Now, obviously, if you go to church, we're going to assume you're a Christian. But if you go and you go to anywhere else, in any other place, I'm not saying you're allowed to, when you walk into the Black Eyed Pea restaurant or Chili's. So many of these restaurants are getting closed down. I don't want to say any name of restaurants that's been closed down. But anyway, I'm not saying you need to announce that you're a Christian when you walk in, but you have to be around people that know that you're a Christian, because then it opens up doors. It opens up avenues. It opens up things that should not be there. So my friends, tell yourself, is it best? Does it build? Or does it bind? In other words, does it hold you? Does it keep you down? Does it keep you from what you're supposed to be? Does it hinder your spirit? Is it going to edify and strengthen you? This is the best thing you should be doing. Simple questions. Simple questions. Amen? Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope that everything that we broadcasted today was a blessing to you. I'm going to play some soft music as I talk to you. Tomorrow's going to be an awesome day because it's going to be about relationships. And I have so much I love to share about just relationships itself. It's nice to know that we can talk about it every Monday and every single Friday that we do the things that we do. There's some going away music for y'all. Well, we love y'all. We believe that God is doing great things through Revelation Ministries and Rev Media Network. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Email me, therev@prodigy.net or david@revministries.com. Amen. Amen, my friends. That's our time for the day. God bless you, my friends. Thanks again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We will catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. Take care. Thank you.